find who is the one who is recommending that restaurant, right? Because I have friends that I dearly love, but their taste in food is terrible. When they say, "Oh, that's a great restaurant," they're like, "No, I know what you eat and I don't like it." So the source matters. But if you have someone you really trust that has much credibility, you take their word in the highest regard. You trust their opinion on things. You have people in your life that look to you that way. They trust what you say. They consider what you believe to be credible. Are there people in your life? And you would say, "Yeah, that's me." In your passage this morning, John the Baptist was a witness to the person of Christ. When he said, "This guy, he's the one, he's the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah." People listen. He is the one that everyone has been waiting for. When he said that, people responded. Because John was a credible source. When John endorsed Jesus, people followed him. Okay, let's take a little preface. I want to do a little bit of a preface before I get kind of to the main point. Living as a Christian is a fantastic life. I am so thankful that I have my Christian faith. I love it. My whole life is so much more functional as a Christian than it would be otherwise. I know this because, unfortunately, the sinner that I am, I flirt with disaster more often than I would like to admit. And I see the results of my sin, and it's not good. Seen and unseen forces of it are terrible. If I did not have the Holy Spirit to guide me, I would be a mess. If I didn't have a weekly public confession to think about my week and kind of where I went wrong and what's going on with my relationships, if I didn't have that absolution and the means of God's grace, my life would be significantly less than it is. Even borderline dangerous. I know this. You might be in the same boat as me. I hope you are. Because we've had conversations about it over beers. I know this has been the case. I've had plenty of beer and bonfire confessions with friends. Some who are not a part of this church. Some who are. And we've shared sort of our deepest stuff. And we realize, in the end, this is very clear, that Jesus saves. Not just in the afterlife. In the right now. Jesus saves. Thank God. Jesus has saved not only me, but many of my closest friends who also tend to flirt with disaster. Not just flirt with disaster, engage in dangerous situations on a regular basis. They would also affirm and proclaim that Jesus saves. This nugget, this most important ingredient in my life. Everything in my life is informed by my relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Everything. So if I have this beautiful faith that has saved me, why would I not share it with other people? Why would I not share it with people who trust me? Why would I not say anything? Why would I keep such an obvious special gift hidden under a bush? This brings me to my main sort of pursuit this way. Are we as believing Christians compelled by the blessing we have received through faith? Are we called to share our faith with others? Is that part of our Christian life? To share our faith with others. Especially people who take our word seriously. They know us. They care about what we care about. They trust us. You all are probably saying in your heads right now, enthusiastically, yes, of course we are, right? Almost everybody in the room, including me, hardly ever says anything about Jesus out there. Now, not everybody, but most of us, including me, rarely talk about our Christian faith out there, share about our experience, share about the love of God. I have to tell you, this week, one of my neighbors, they go to church regularly. I had no idea. It came out in a conversation. They were talking about some kind of group that they went and engaged with, right? They're church goers. I didn't even know that. We're on the same team. We didn't even know because we don't talk about it. It's a common thing. Why? Why don't we talk about it? Why are Christians so shy about their faith? See, old pastor, they're not shy. There are Christians all over the world who share the gospel message of Jesus Christ. They are certainly more confident and more capable, more well-versed than we are. So, we just leave it to the professionals, the missionaries. They know what they're doing. I would just mess things up, say the wrong thing. God doesn't want me to make a fool of myself. So I just keep my mouth shut. The problem with that thinking is that the people that your average street evangelist is talking to, those people don't know them. Sometimes they don't even share the same language. Street evangelism is a low, low percentage of connection. Most cold calling type of evangelism connects with very, very little success. It doesn't mean we shouldn't attempt to do it. It just is usually very unsuccessful. The numbers are low. Very low. Because it's an elevator pitch form. And it's someone you don't know very well. have my same personal style? Do they kind of have my taste? Do they like the things that I like? Is this person someone I can trust their recommendation? My lifestyle, my tastes? I can imagine the scene. You have someone who recommends something and you're like, and you just kind of turn it off. You see where I'm going with this? First is yes. We are called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, no question. We really just wrestle with kind of the second aspect of this. Who do we share the gospel with? The people who trust and care about what we trust and care about. Our close friends, our relatives, our neighbors, the people we see on a regular basis, who know who we are. The people that God puts in our circles of life. People who care about us. Care about what God is doing in our lives. He's invested in us and we've invested in them. That's our mission field. God has blessed us with so many blessings through our faith. Just time for the world going on behind the scenes. If you found a new incredible restaurant and you ate there and it was the greatest food and the best price and everything, what would you do? You would tell everyone about it. You'd be like, oh, you gotta go there, it's the best. Right? You wouldn't keep it a secret. You would tell everyone you knew who trusted your judgment. Right? So let us go from here. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us rejoice and be glad, and let us share that experience with the people that God has blessed.